From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Xcel Energy says it plans to build the state's largest wind farm in eastern Colorado with enough turbines to generate 600 megawatts of electricity. The company gave few details in the announcement other than that the wind farm would occupy land in several counties. The Denver Business Journal reports the plan also includes partner Vestas, which has four wind turbine factories in the state. The National Forest Service is deciding on possible moth mitigation near Cheyenne Mountain. KRCC's Tucker Hampson reports.
The tussock moth feeds on Douglas firs and spruce and emerges during cyclical outbreaks that last anywhere from 2 to 4 years. The moths have been known to destroy as much as 40% of the Douglas fir population in areas of nearly 20,000 acres on Pike National Forest. Biologist Mike Welker says the current outbreak on Cheyenne Mountain emerged in 2014, and while the agency is still deciding whether action is necessary, they have a relatively targeted solution.
The biological agent is actually a bacteria. While it won't be a live bacteria, there will be spores. And it's a natural way to control the tussock moth, to kill the tussock moth.
The Pike National Forest is in a public comment period to determine whether action should be taken. The agency plans to hold an open house later this month to discuss the project. For KRCC News, I'm Tucker Hampson.
That open house takes place April 20th. The Forest Service is also collecting feedback online until April 29th. And the city of Colorado Springs is also planning some moth mitigation. There's an open house tonight at 6 at Goldcamp Elementary for more information. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.